Don't worry, crew. One day your prince or princess will come. Lexington paused, his eyes dancing with laughter. Of course, the goal is to make them come more than once, I would think. I stared at my best friend and took a step back. Really? After all our time together, all the issues that surround us day in and day out, you go with that joke? Lex widened his eyes comically. It's a good joke. A great joke, even. You are just one ballot away from becoming a Disney prince at this point. Dash frowned. Do princes get ballots? Usually it's the princess who gets to sing about how her life is in shambles or whatever dreams she has or the fact that she's falling in love. Do the guys even get a song of their own that's not about how big their muscles are? Lex shook his head.
In Frozen 2, the guy who talks to reindeer gets his own boy band song. It's quite astounding because they didn't let Jonathan Groff sing in the first movie beyond that weird reindeer song. And he is a Tony Award-winning singer. It was a disservice.
I pinched the bridge of my nose, wondering exactly how Lexington had not only become my best friend, but had also started to bring every single one of his family members into my circle. That was how Dash had joined in on our dinner for the evening.
First, don't call that song weird. We both know that most animals are better than people.
Lex tilted his beer at me in acknowledgement. Second, he technically won the Tony after both movies were out.
I'm not worried, but pleased that you know so much about Jonathan Groff. Is there anything else I should know?
Dash asked, a smile playing on his face before he took a sip of his beer. I had a crush on him and his co-star from that serial killer show. She was hot, so of course I know things. I'm a fountain of useless knowledge. Get me on Jeopardy, and I could kick ass. I winked before stealing one of Lex's onion rings. Lex narrowed his gaze at me.
You didn't want onion rings. You wanted sweet potato fries. Why are you stealing mine?
Because they don't taste good cold, and you're letting them go to waste. I am just allowing the onion ring to fulfill its life's purpose. I crunched down on the greasy yet crispy perfection and took another sip of my beer.
Now that I have learned far too much about you, Dash continued, smiling. Let's circle back to the original point of this conversation. Are you searching for your one and only? Because if you haven't noticed, our family is starting to fall like flies.
My head slammed into the wall, a ringing sound vibrating in my ears as I pushed at Travis's shoulders. Panic doing its best to override all reasonable thought, I tried to move my knee so I could hurt him like Crew had taught me. But in that moment, nothing seemed to work, and my brain threatened to go blank. It was as if all the lessons I had been taught over my life were gone, and I could not get out of this.
You think you're so much better than me, but you're not. You're nothing. You follow me around like a dog begging for scraps, and you've done nothing for me. You want to fix me? I'm not your daddy. You can't fix me.
Travis pressed his forearm to my throat. I gasped for breath, my fingernails clawing at his skin as I tried to break free of his hold. None of this made sense, and honestly, it had all happened far too quickly. Travis had come over because he had wanted money. Of course he had wanted money. How was he supposed to pay for his pills and alcohol if he didn't have any income? It didn't matter that at one point Travis had been a beautiful sculptor. He could create magic and life from clay. When he was on his game, the world would weep at his artistry. I could never understand how he could bring so much life and talent with his hands. And then he picked up a bottle. Then another. And he had drowned himself until the pickled remnants of the man who had once been my friend stood in his place. When I had refused to give him money, he hit me. It hadn't been the first time he'd hit me, and I'd walked away from him that time as well. The first time had been a mistake. The second time had been an elbow to my face when trying to talk him out of driving. But there would be no calling this an accident, not when he met my gaze, and I saw nothing but hatred. The man who had been my best friend, the man who I tried to keep safe, was trying to kill me. I gasped, my body shaking as I tried to hold on to those thoughts. I wasn't strong enough. Trav. He didn't even let me finish saying his name before he thrust down on my neck even harder. I fought for breath, stars beginning to dim in my vision.